7 years ago, college wrestler Damien Hurd disappeared from a party in Gunnison, Colorado.
Everyone had been drinking or whatever, the usual party scene.
When, how, and why he left are questions I need your help to understand.
Nobody's heard from him.
No, it's just like he disappeared.
From Cold Case Productions and Podcast One, Final Days on Earth, The Life and Death of Damien Hurd. I'm your host, Claire Sanima. Join me April 20th for the season premiere.
Well, Matt is going to ask a very interesting question about Adam's vehicle. Yes, that's what you call a tease there. And in response, Adam will give us a little bit about patterns and how we should be thinking and motivations be damned. And then someone calls in and tells me about his theory about why I'm getting dragged through the mud in the media.
First, LifeLock, a survey showed couples often share passwords in the first 6 months of dating, putting them at risk if the relationship ends. Your ex could still have your login information. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day. We put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cybercriminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert and you'll have access to a dedicated restoration specialist. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to lifelock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a chest, but get it on.
Huckleberry Hound. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Dr. Drew's board-certified. He takes his... Well, you don't mess with him, man. I'll tell you what. Have to drop trial. Before we got on the air, Matt questioned me about being deliberate.
Yes.
And I am going to take this opportunity to spin some homespun knowledge on you people.
How about congratulating for Matt for being so appropriate in the way he approached you on the whole matter.
That's right. He prefaced it with, I know you do everything deliberately.
But just checking.
But the passenger door is open on your car.
He didn't accuse you of anything. He said, can I be of service? Would you like me to shut that for you? Even though I know you probably have a reason for it being open.
He did not say, can I be of service?
Well, that's what he meant. Come on now.
He said, would you like me to close it?
Thank you, Gary, for once in a while coming out on my side.
I heard him scream at me.
We had internal conversations back here about maybe there was a smell in the car you're trying to get out or something like that.
Well, Emmy.
Ace Man Hotbox in the car.
Emmy, who lost my keys, another story, put these... two magnums of red wine in the car, which was good. It's not that he didn't do anything wrong.
But it's hot.
But it was hotter than shit, and one of them exploded, and it was like, it was a magnum of red wine. Here's what I can tell you. Here's how much red wine came out of that bottle. Here's how much. And it was a magnum size. I don't technically know what a magnum is.
How many bottles in a magnum? It's like four bottles.
No, no. It seems like two and a half.
Two bottles, 1.5 liters. Okay.
Two bottles.
Okay.
All right. When I collected it from the back of my car in the magnum of wine was enough for me to have half a glass of wine.
What I like about that story is you're not going to let any of that go to waste. You're still going to get your medicine.
I'm not throwing away.
Did you suck on the carpet while you were
I wrung it over my mouth like Tom Hanks when he was trying to get water on the island. I held a leaf up. No. Now, I didn't even have time to get into it. I'm in the airing out process to figure out how to clean it.
You're going to need like an industrial, somebody to clean the car.
As two bottles of red wine.
Are they both? Oh, no.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah.
The
two
Magnum,
bottles from the Magnum.
One exploded.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. Well done. I shall never leave a bottle of – I always wondered if red wine would explode in the heat.
And, yes, it does.
Done and done. Now.
Anything with a cork.
Anything with a cork will explode. Okay. Noted and never going to happen to me.
A bottle of Grey Goose will do that too.
Interesting.
It's really – yeah. Also, for one of the first times ever, I sort of backed it up and parked it in the driveway back. So the slope was going the wrong way. So everything came out of the goddamn bottle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you get upset?
No. Ugh. He put it in there because
with somebody else.
Home.
I mean, did you just get upset that you were
taken it out of the car?
But didn't you have an emotional reaction of some type to it?
Zero. There's no one to blame. I'm surprised I didn't really think about it or even know about it because I've definitely thrown some bottles of wine in a car and left it there a couple of days. Yeah. But I guess I'd parked in the garage and that, you know, where it was cooler.
Right. So when we first got together, we were doing Love Line on MTV. We went to Florida to do Mike Myers was our guest, and we did it for MTV Spring Break. Remember that trip down to Panama City?
Mm-hmm.
And you told me on that trip we were peeing side by side, and you announced that you were a robot and didn't have emotions. And I thought, well, this today is good evidence of the robot Corolla.
Well, what was I going to do? Jump up and down?
I was curious.
It's a brand new car. By the way, it's the black label interior. The whole reason that car is so expensive is because of the interior.
I'm not surprised you didn't have a reaction because I know you, and that's kind of why I asked the question. But it reminded me of the robot comment because when I got a new car one time, and as I drove the car off the lot, drove through the exit – with the spikes.
I remember that.
Punctured all four tires.
I do remember that.
And there was nothing I could do. It was done. And I remember this Mexican gentleman came up to me and goes, calm yourself. Calm yourself. It's done. It's done. It's like rubbing my back. Like, it's over, sir. It's over. Like, just take the bullet. It's all right. And I still had emotions. I was able to calm myself, but it really pissed me off that I did that. That myself.
Yeah. So,
It's a waste of calories. I'll give you that.
The door's open. But as I told Olga, we're on now in the deliberate and automotive things. All right. Here's the circle you have to bring it to. You have to understand who people are people.
Okay.
Olga is... Pretty good. She forgets to make the pot of coffee sometimes the night before and stuff like that. But she's got a pretty good batting average.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I've told you that there has been times when she's gone for the night and there's a big Tupperware thing of chili just sitting out on the counter with the lid off.
Yes. Much like your door being open on the car.
And I've looked at it and I went, that's not an Olga move.
Yeah.
And I questioned her about it. I said... You know, next time I saw her, you left the thing out. What's behind that? And she said, oh, it's got to cool off or it's going to go in the fridge. It's going to sweat. It's too hot to go in the fridge. And I was leaving. So I go, okay. Because I understand her patterns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I live with other people who have different patterns, and I focus on the pattern.
Is that bagel pattern?
As I said to, well, we all know the people that are just kind of fast and loose with life. And then there's, you know, every once in a blue moon... I'll pull up here to do this show and I won't see your car. And then I'll go, we're going to start in 5 minutes. Where's Drew? And then I'll think, that's not Drew-like. And then at some point I'll keep thinking about it. Like, oh, he's in New York this week. And it'll come to me because the pattern doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, yeah.
There are other people around here sometimes. If I didn't see their car, I wouldn't think much of it.
Yeah.
So patterns. So, for instance,
there are certain brains that seek patterns, pattern-seeking brains, and it's a certain thing.
I gave Olga a little talking to because I didn't have, back to the cars, I didn't have the garage clicker for the house in my car. It's in another car, got moved to another car. So I didn't have the garage clicker. So I had to pull out the other day, just for like an hour, and... I left the garage door open because I've deemed it safe. It's daylight. I'm going out for 45 minutes. Come back. The garage door is closed. Well, that's Olga. Mm-hmm. Olga, why'd you leave the garage? You didn't close it. Mm-hmm. And I had to talk to Olga. I said, Olga,
if I do something,
I don't back out of the garage right. and just go, fuck it, I forgot about yeah. closing the door. Right. If it's open, I left it open. And if I leave it open, I did it for a reason.
And she would know it was you and not somebody else.
Yeah, it's where the side where I parked. And it's like little stupid stuff. Like, I'll put it to you. Mm. If something needs something, if I don't want to forget something or something like that, I put it on the floor by the door. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then someone will come pick it up and put it away or something. Yeah. It's like, why is it on the floor? Why is it by the door? Why did I do that? Why did I take this box or this?
No, it's like when I put my keys in the refrigerator.
Right.
You were like, why is your key? There's a reason.
There's a reason. So study the patterns, people.
And by the way, really quick.
Now, some people are just erratic serial killers, and they don't have patterns. But the people who do have patterns get the pattern. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I lost my keys. Where do I get into that? First, I'll tell you about Air Medcare Network. Health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight. Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. Planning ahead is essential in an emergency. Air Medcare Network's highly trained crews provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. With an Air Medcare Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. And an AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. That's everybody for as little as $85 a year. Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. As a listener, you can get up to a $50 gift card with a new membership. So visit airmedcarenetwork.com/ADS.
Line three
has a theory on why Drew's being dragged through the media.
That's line two.
Wait, is that line three?
I was just trying to show you that line two is okay. Yeah.
All right. Keys? No.
Line three. Keys later. Maybe
you
even
can't
tomorrow.
Drew get so distracted if you speak about him. Dan?
Well, I'm curious.
58, Charlotte?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Guy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I listen to you guys in the morning when I run, so I don't have a pool, Adam, so I get up in the morning and do a run. I can't jump in the cold pool.
Nice.
And the past couple of days, I've been listening to shows, probably taped, where Drew has been talking about just getting ravaged in the media and social media, the newspapers and everything else. And I've got a theory for you, see what you guys think.
All right.
I think they feel Drew may run for governor, and they're trying to take him out before he can get a start.
This was Garagos's theory.
Mm-hmm.
Garagos had that. That's what he was telling me that. We had a mutual text on that one, you and I. With Garagos.
Well,
you didn't respond to it, though, I don't think, did you?
I emotionally responded to it, but I didn't actually send something back. I think there's precedent here because they're going after Ron DeSantis of Florida for the same reasons. They think he may have some power in the next election, a presidential election, and so they're doing a preemptive strike.
I should be honored by all this.
Mm-hmm.
I should think of it as a good thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yep.
Interesting theory. Thank you
Love
for that.
Love the cruise. Also, join you guys in Miami out of the cruise. Me and a couple of buddies went and really had a great time. I encourage people to participate in the future on that. Yeah, it's great.
We had fun, too. We really did. It was an extraordinary group.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan. Oh, the keys, Drew.
Okay.
I'd been driving the Z car some of the time and driving the Lincoln with the wine explosion some of the time. And I tend to leave my keys in my car.
When it's parked here or just no matter where you are?
Oh, when I'm parked here.
Okay.
I just tend to leave them in the cup holder.
That's your pattern.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then people can kind of go, well, aren't you worried about getting your car stolen?
It's behind a gate.
Well, that's where it gets tricky. Uh-oh. But it's a couple of things. One is I think if people are coming to steal your car, they're coming to steal your car. It's not really a target of opportunity.
I was going to say also car theft isn't so much the thing these days as much as contents of the car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's nothing in the car.
Yeah.
And I don't know who wants it. But I don't know who – if you're planning on stealing it, you're planning on stealing it. Or you're not, in which case I don't care. But anyway, left the keys – my whole key ring.
Ooh.
Put it in the cup.
Ooh.
And then the gate was broken for, I don't know, a day or some period of time. So Emmy took the keys out of the cup holder.
Can I ask some questions about that?
Mm-hmm.
Gate was broken, left open?
Yes.
And Emmy was concerned that your car might be vulnerable?
Yes.
That was his motivation for taking the keys out. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Right. Now, the problem with people is they give themselves way too much credit for, oh, I'm not going to forget this, or I'll know that, or I'll do whatever. It.
Oh, yes.
Way too much.
Yes.
You could.
Thus, my keys are in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I need to remember to bring something.
Everything I have is in front of me because no way.
Yeah.
And
it is. That's a really interesting observation, though, isn't it? Our belief about ourselves is that, well, you know, I need to remember to bring my fill in the blank wallet, microphone with me. I'll remember that. No problem. Okay. Let's go about my business. No way.
No way.
Your brain will just leave it behind.
So I will. I will sometimes leave my keys just on the table over there. But my rules, I leave everything out in front of me.
Me too.
I don't put them in drawers or put them on hooks or put them – I just put them right in front of me all the time.
Thus things on the floor on your way out.
Yes. I want to trip over it so I don't forget it.
Yeah.
Then you get to me a couple days later going, where's my key ring? Mm. So I go look in the car.
Mm-mm.
Not in the car. Then I go look on the table here out front, which would be probably the second place I'd put it.
And where I would think somebody would put it that was trying to help you.
If they didn't have a high belief in their performance that wasn't commensurate with their actual performance.
Uh-oh.
This is the problem.
Okay.
So then I said, not on the table, not in the car.
Oh, I'm afraid of what you're going to say.
This is unlike me.
Yeah. So you didn't do it.
But always, willing
by
to.
By the way, yeah, me too. I'm always willing to question
myself. Always willing to question myself.
Yeah, but I like too that I can usually see something and go, well, that's not me. So I doubt I did that because that's
I doubt
not
it,
my thing.
But at a certain point in the face of insurmountable evidence, it is you, you know. So then I go, well, maybe I put it in. Maybe I took it with me and I put it in the Lincoln. So then I go search the Lincoln.
That doesn't sound like you.
I could have put it in the cup holder right there, but I would have seen it before I started looking for the keys.
Yeah, like worth checking. Double check.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put it in the pocket behind the rear seat or something. But I don't know. It could have fallen on the floor. Who knows? So I go check the Lincoln. Then I go to the house and I check the house.
Oh, boy.
Then I go to Malibu and I check Malibu. Now it's nowhere.
Mm.
Where's this key ring? Mm-hmm. I start kind of looking in sweatpants, pockets, shorts. Maybe I was wearing some, you know, board shorts and throw them in the side pocket. No keys, no nothing. Then I announce to everyone here, where are those keys? Did somebody put those keys somewhere? Nobody saw the keys. That's what I get back. But then I get this piece of news. You know, sometimes we'll clean out that box. We'll clean off the table with all the stuff that's yours. We'll just put it in a box and we'll throw it in the back of your car, which is fine.
Okay.
Now, that box I took out of the car at Malibu. And as it turns out, that box is in the garage of Malibu and a whole bunch of other boxes got put on top of it, right? So now I go move all – I literally can see the box like in the corner, but there's all these other boxes that have been piled on top of it and stuff. Pull the whole fucking thing apart. Get to the box now that sure enough has like buck slips with notes on it and little doodads and things that I own from the table. No keys in the box. So now I'm like, well, the keys are gone And I'm going to have to start looking into getting duplicates made and figuring out what keys were on there. And there's keys to the warehouse, and keys to Malibu, and keys. And my fob for the Z cars on there. It's all gone. And I'm out of places to look.
It's like losing your wallet. It's awful.
It is not in the car. It's not on the table. It's not in the box. It's not at the house. It's not at
and
the other house.
And had everyone here rung in at that point? Had you spoken to everyone at the
I think I said to Matt, can you ask everyone if they'd seen the keys? And nobody had seen the keys. And they're fucking gone. They're just gone. And I'm like, reality on reality's terms. I don't know where the fucking keys are. I thought they'd be in the car. Yeah. They're not. And I'm walking around like vexed. Like, I'm like, where the fuck are my keys? Not to mention, it's a little inconvenience not having your house keys. And so I'm starting to make all these plans. And at some point, Emmy comes in and he's got my keys. Because he took them out of my car, then he went around the corner into his office and he hung them up on a hook in his office.
I just didn't remember he had done that?
He remembered at some point, or he sat down and saw them on there. I don't know who everyone is. You think you can put something on a hook in your office and you're going to remember to – you are not. That's the whole thing. It should never get out of that table, of that thing.
It's too far out of your field of vision. It's got to be in front of your like fovea.
But I would also now think when Matt put the proclamation out there about the boss man's keys, was there – feel like that would be a triggering event for Emmy? Who removed the keys from my car and hung them in his office on a hook?
It is an illustration of how the human brain works.
Yes, it is.
And the excessive confidence we have in how it works. And anybody with even the slightest amount of Dunning-Kruger, take note. Cognitive distortions, working memory shortfalls, thinking, cognitive biases, it's constant. Do not rely on your thinking that much. Your thinking will fail you. It will.
Goddamn-lutely. All right. Take care of your business.
Everybody. But if you have anxiety, 10 minutes can change your life. Headspace, everybody. Daily dose of mindfulness. Guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. If you're overwhelmed, Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation. Need help falling asleep? This is the particular part of the app I like. They have these wind down sessions, and they just if you're someone who has difficulty sort of winding down at the end of the day or falling asleep, these are perfect. They have Headspace morning meditations that you can do with your kids. For those of you who are parents, you can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, increase sense of well-being. And most importantly, it is backed by over 25 studies, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace, they're evidence-based. Right, Matt?
That's right. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/ADS. That's headspace.com/ADS for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal being offered right now, so head to headspace.com/ADS today.
All right, we'll take a quick break, come back with your calls right after this. Also, Drew. I couldn't in a million billion years imagine going to your bureau or anyone's, like, hey, these sunglasses.
Yeah.
I'll borrow them when I go on a walk. And then when I come home, I'll put them in the drawer downstairs when I come into the, I would never do that to somebody. I would never touch anyone's shit.
Yes.
I would put it away or shut the door, or close the lid or something, but I would never put it somewhere.
Right.
It's insane.
Yeah.
You have no fucking idea how many people have done that shit to me.
I'm sure.
in my life. Just when Gabe borrowed Lynette's car to take her to the airport, he just put the fucking key fob on the wheel and then left. He never sent me a text or anything. And of course, I ran it over and smashed it because the car started. And then, of course, the backup key fob. Well, that's. That, why would that be anywhere where I could find it? But I'm just saying, it's like, what is it? What's up? Like, well, I mean, even little stupid stuff. Like, I carry a I have this little, I don't know, it's like a Jimmy Kimmel little spun aluminum water bottle, whatever. And it's the water bottle I use when I take Phil for a walk. Yeah. I'll fill it up off the thing, and I'll just go take a walk.
Yeah.
And then I'm going out to take a walk there. And it's like, well, where is it? I don't know where it is. I can't find it. I usually set it on the shelf. I'll set it in my path all the time. Where is it? I start searching everywhere. Where the fuck did I put the water bottle? It's in the dishwasher, which is fine, but – Do you think I'm going to find this thing? And right. What's in it?
Well,
it's just there's waters in it.
Right. But to be fair,
I don't get too spun up about that because it's people trying to do something.
Exactly. So this is two things, right? Motivation, good. Thinking, bad.
Right.
That's why I'm taking aim at the thinking part of this. The great news is everyone.
I'm saying, if you had a fucking water bottle, it's like the one you use and stuff, I would never go get it and go, like, I'm going to put it over here. I'll put it under the shelf here and I'll just shut the door.
That's you.
Yep. How the fuck are you going to find it?
I know. And that's the incomplete thinking process. Matt showed us an example of complete thought process when he asked you about the door. Right?
Yeah,
that was
baby.
A complete thinking through of the situation.
It's first time for everything.
People don't do that. But the great news is here, everyone's motivation was good. Because there's also bad motivation versus
I'm all about
too.
Motivation. Yeah. The only beef with Emmy is when the announcement goes out, where's the keys? That's stop and think time.
Bad thinking. Whole thing was bad thinking. Everybody. You pay attention to your fucked up thought processes. They're not good. They are not accurate. They're not complete. They're not careful. And we think that we can rely on thought.
No, we cannot.
No. And listen.
Rely on repetition.
As a scientist, we spend all our time trying to get the thought out of the way.
Rely on the habits.
The patterns.
The patterns and the habits.
Yeah.
Establish patterns and habits. Mm-hmm. You should never, you know,
but not everyone's good at that. You know what I mean?
I know, but you know how many people like pull their little earbud out? Mm-hmm. It's in their hand and then just set it down here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, the phone rang. And then next, you know, where's the.
Oh.
Don't ever let it out of your hand.
I spend 30 minutes a day with my wife on that topic. And it's not necessarily the earphones, but it's always something of that order. Yeah.
And it's funny because
and every time it's the neighbor came and stole it. It's like, yeah, I don't think so. I think we just – let's just find it. We'll find it.
Well, I internalized my keys. I was like, I must have put them somewhere insane.
Yeah.
But that's certainly not what I would do. And I really couldn't figure out, like, if they're not in the car and they're not right on this front table, and every single time I walk through this door – of this building, it all gets spilled out on that table?
Yeah.
How could it not be on that table?
I get that completely. That's why the box was the most likely place.
It's like,
but
it's in the box.
It is. But I want to give my wife a break on this. She used to be with the neighbors or stealing her stuff. I got that out of her. I got that out. So now it's just got to have confidence that you can find things. Let's go to line 2.
She's gone from insane to loony. That's awesome, Drew.
How dare you.
Kay Smith or Smythe?
It's Smythe. It's still Smythe. How are you guys doing?
So Kay is a friend. Well, Kay's a friend. I was on her podcast yesterday. Last week. Yeah.
Yesterday. And we did Thanksgiving together.
Right.
That's the other thing.
Oh,
you know Kay on Thanksgiving.
I know
right,
Kay
right, 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 right.
Yes.
Okay. What's up, Kay? What's going on?
Okay. So I got to ask. And I appreciate how much you guys are losing things, just like how our current government has lost like half the country. So why aren't people like, I've got to ask you, why aren't people talking about the fact, or why aren't people admitting the reason that half of the country won't get vaccinated is because they don't trust the government? Like, it's just like, at least from my research, it seems to be as simple as that. And yeah, I watch like the news, and they're like, well, we need to find out why people aren't getting vaccinated. Is this something that you guys have come up? Like, is that happening in your conversations? Because that's all I'm hearing.
That's kind of interesting, actually, because that you're right. That puts a nice, clear gloss on what's happening here. And therefore, you have to ask then, Adam, how would you solve that? It's exactly what you were talking about earlier with the CDC and Fauci, that people aren't listening. And so when they say get vaccinated, they're like, why should I listen to you? It's like, you've been wrong. Maybe this is dangerous. I don't know.
Well,
can't trust what you're telling me.
There's two kinds of don't trust the government. There's Tuskegee Airmen kind of going, I don't trust the United States. And then there's more people like me who I'm not trusting the government, but it's only been for the last 10 minutes.
Right.
I've seen so much shit they've been doing in the last 10 minutes of, like, stuff with the FBI, stuff with the CIA, stuff with this guy and that guy. Like, I'm starting to not have much faith in them. And then that spilled right into COVID, which is so much misinformation. But I see, my feeling is as I yelled at the host of the show, The Doctors, he said, this was fluid, a situation. They didn't have the information. They didn't have the information. You couldn't go on the beach.
Yeah.
They didn't have that information.
Right.
Epidemiologists were not armed with the knowledge pre-COVID of knowing that you couldn't be outdoors or at the beach.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Or you couldn't lie down on the beach.
Couldn't lie down on the beach?
What the hell?
That's something they didn't know. It was a fluid situation. Then they're fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Then that's another good reason. Stupid or liar.
Yeah.
Stupid or liar. I assume they're lying.
So
there's been so much of that that it's not a – I'll tell you what it is. Yeah. I'm going to put the fucking nail on the head. I'm going to put all the frosting on top of the cupcake.
Watch out, Kay. It's coming.
Ready, Kay?
I'm so sorry. I don't know what I just
said. Are you ready? Let me explain what's going on. It's not that a large portion of this society is – suspicious of the government. It's a large portion of society is going, fuck you, I'm done listening to you.
Right.
You fucking bullshitted me for the last year. But are you? But what about the vaccine? It's fine, but fuck you. That's where we're at.
So that's
what you're feeling. It's
not scared
of having a chip put in them. It's not scared of an illness. It's a fuck you for fucking with me for over a year.
I have been around a few people that have
that's
that.
That's what's going on.
That have that kind of attitude, and they really, really are angry. I mean, I'm a little frustrated with things.
So this is basically your stepdad's been a dick the whole time, and now he's basically saying, I got you a nice sweater, and you go, fuck you, fuck your sweater. And everyone's talking about the sweater. But isn't it a nice sweater? Don't you like it? I don't care. Fuck you. That's what's going on.
But my question...
It's cold outside.
It's an abusive,
don't you want a sweater?
It's an abusive relationship
that's
been going on for so long at this point that it's what the fuck is the point? And
so,
this is okay. But that still doesn't answer why am I sitting here looking at the news and, doctors on the news are like, well, we've got to figure out how to get people to, start getting the vaccination. Like, we can't figure out why that, Adam's completely right. We fucking know why people aren't getting the vaccination.
Right. And it's because
of the fuck you.
Well,
how do we mitigate the fuck you?
What they're saying and then what they're going is it's safe. We got to tell them it's safe. It's like, I believe that. The vast majority of people who don't want to get the vaccine believe it's safe.
Mm.
It's still fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
The point is fuck you, not is it safe or not.
You going to get it?
But then, like,
fuck
I
you.
Mean, I'm not getting it. Like, I don't know. I also think about the fact that, like, Obama, when he, I think about the Flint water crisis, and, like, Obama went to Flint, Michigan, and drank the water in Flint. I think it actually goes, I think the mistrust goes back a hell of a lot further. And, like, I don't know. Do you think if we had a Republican government that everyone would be vaccinated? Or do you think it would be the complete other way around?
We almost went down that path. You forget when this state was like, we're not going to use that vaccine. That's Trump's vaccine. Remember that?
Kamala Harris said,
oh my God, you're so right. Yeah.
Kamala Harris said 10 minutes ago, I'm not getting the vaccine if it's a Trump vaccine.
Yeah, remember that we have to have a panel.
She said it into a microphone a bunch of times.
They put together, Newsom put together a special panel. What happened to that panel?
Oh.
And why that panel? You have the world's experts involved in the distribution and production of this vaccine.
It was insanity.
Yes. But to be fair, it's happening both directions, which is kind of interesting.
Thanks, Kay.
Bye, Kay.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about getting the vaccine. I'm not against it.
Remember my collective don't be a pussy theory.
Yeah, no, for the greater good.
Yeah,
I think
I think that would fit your scale of justice.
I'd like to get my T cell count done, though, because I must have been exposed to this thing a thousand times.
I can get a
times.
Fancy test for you, but you have to go somewhere to get it. It's in Pasadena.
Hold on. Is that somewhere in my house?
No, it's not your house.
I'll go to Pasadena.
Yeah.
There's no way me and Mike August and Max Pat have not run into this thing. I've been running all over the country.
Well,
doing all the things.
We can measure that.
Let me tell you about Fight Camp. This episode is brought to you by Fight Camp. That's right. Bring the boxing gym right to your home with a mix of cardio and conditioning for a full body workout. Get your kids involved with the fitness, and you can also teach them a valuable skill, like how to protect themselves. You know what I mean? The sweet science, safe for kids, no heavy weights, no spinning wheels, comes with all the gear you need, freestanding punching bag, gloves, hand wraps, and a unique punch tracking sensor as well. We have it set up here in the shop. People work out here in the back. We got a gym back there. App comes with 600 plus workouts plus tutorials. Learn from six highly qualified trainers. Connect with the Fight Camp community on Facebook. Over 10,000 members, by the way. Hmm. It's Fight Camp, right, Matt?
Fight Camp offers financing so you can pay over 24 months and get your new gym now. And Fight Camp offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. Just go to joinfightcamp.com/ADS. That's right. Give Fight Camp a try. And within 30 days, if you don't love it, send it back. Get a refund. Fight Camp is the new way to work out at home. Make a change and join the community that teaches you the art of boxing while following the most intense workouts that are as quick as 15 minutes. To get free shipping on Fight Camp, go to joinfightcamp.com/ADS. joinfightcamp.com/ADS.
So, Matt, I just texted you where Adam needs to go to get this test and what the test is. And if you need, if they ask for an order, call my office. Okay.
Done and done.
Okay.
All right. You got a call up there you like?
I think one has been on hold the longest. Let's go take that.
Talk to Chad, 46, Idaho.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
Hi, guy.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, so I had a question more for Dr. Drew. I'm getting ready to leave the country this fall, probably around November.
Slow clap.
I haven't gotten the vaccine yet, but I did have COVID back in October of last year.
How was the COVID for you?
Not bad. Had a fever for a couple of days. Other than that, it was not the worst I've ever been sick, and wasn't bad at all.
Okay. So, and?
So, and it ran through my whole family. My family, we're all leaving the country, but question is when to get the vaccine. I've heard we need to get the vaccine. I'm planning on getting the vaccine, but my only fear is that, let's say I get the vaccine now by November when I leave, is my protection going to be lessened if I do it now versus, say, wait till August, September, and then get it then
I think if I there's no absolute quantitative way to answer your question. We don't have enough data to be able to answer that with a meaningful response, except I would say I would get it in August, September. That's what I would do because I want the vaccine to be, you know, fully engaged at that point. The more interesting question is, in order for you to get out of the country, might you also have to take a booster at that point? Which I would say there's a high probability of that if you get one of the mRNA vaccines. So that's interesting. And the way things are now, the reason I got the vaccine, I don't need it, was because in order for me to leave the country, I had to have it. They would not take anything else, but you had the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty stupid stuff. But yeah. So you're dealing with A, on one hand, you'd like to have some adequate coverage, and I think that's a smart thing to do since we think that a lot of people decay over about 9 months or a year or 6 months. We don't know. But you're probably safe until, you know, there's such little illness out there now. You're probably safe waiting until mid to late summer, and then you'll get sort of maximum effect and maybe have to also take the booster. Okay?
Great.
Good, Chad.
Right. Right. Good job.
All right, thanks.
Well done.
Yeah. And I don't know. Who knows? It seems weird that people who had it are getting the vaccination.
It's not weird. It's almost insane.
And
by the way, I had all kinds of horrible reactions to the vaccine too. And I just took it. I don't care. I got to do it. It's the way it goes. And my antibody profile changed 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And I already was at complete immunity. So what the hell? What are we doing here?
I don't know. This is part of the problem. This is why you're losing a lot of Americans, I think.
So unsophisticated. Here's how they should work it. They should give it down to the practitioners. Doctor and patients together should be making these decisions.
Right.
That's how it should go, not from on high, from some bureaucratic process. That's insane. That's how medicine gets fucked up, guys. That's it. LifeLock, everyone. A survey showed couples often share passwords in the first 6 months of dating. That's awesome because that puts your all your information at risk if the relationship ends, which, let's face it, your ex could still have your login information, and these days people get vengeful. Who knows? It's important to understand how cybercrime, identity theft affect our lives. Every day we put our info at risk on the internet. We like the convenience. We like the access. We all do it. We need something like LifeLock because in an instant, cyber criminals can harm your finances, your credit. Good thing we've got LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has been potentially compromised, LifeLock will send you an alert, and they will give you access to a dedicated restoration specialist. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
All right. You can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. L.A., Golden, Colorado, Anchorage, all coming up. And, man, Royal Oak, Michigan, Kansas City,
Baltimore.
Baltimore. What is that place?
Timonium,
Maryland.
Timonium, Maryland.
Magoobies joke. They can't have more weird names.
I know.
Magoobies joke box.
Yep. And
Glenside. Philadelphia.
Glenside.
Outside PA. Philly.
Oh, I was just trying to think of a show I'm doing out here at like Oceanside or Long Beach or something like that, but maybe it's sold out.
The Sea Legs thing?
Yeah.
I think that's sold out.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you going to do? You can go to check out our chassis channel on Pluto TV, 687. What do you got, Drew?
DrDrew.com, DrDrew.tv. Check out After Dark and the streaming shows we do every day. We'll see you there.
So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.